everyone knows this lake was once a crown jewel of the community. Then it was a blemish, and now it's coming back big time. During the first half of the 20th century, Onondaga Lake was dotted with waterfront resorts. Thousands came every summer for dance pavilions, water rides, bowling alleys, restaurants, hotels, and other attractions. And you know what they called it back then? The Coney Island of Central New York. It was beautiful. That was until early industrial activity on the lake's western shore degraded its environmental quality. It became unsafe for swimming in the 40s, unsafe even for fishing in the 70s. And at one point, it was considered to be one of the most polluted bodies in the whole United States of America. Now, luckily, due to the efforts of many people, including the county executive, including me at the federal level, including the governor at the state level, people have cleaned the lake up. Hundreds of millions of dollars was invested over the last several years, both public and private, state, federal, local, and they've allowed Onondaga County and this community to witness a restoration of the lake and the shoreline, as you can see. But our work is not yet finished, and that's why I'm here today. This lake is too beautiful. It has too much to offer to let it not be fully used. It was too beautiful for it to be contaminated in the old days, and it's still too beautiful so that we only half have, so that to half finish the job is the wrong thing to do.